Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Mountaintop removal alert. The Bush administration is trying to change Clean Water Act rules to allow mining companies to destroy hundreds of miles of streams, rivers, and wetlands. The administration is poised to approve these changes within weeks. The Bush administration is very close to finalizing the new Clean Water Act rule that will allow the Army Corps of Engineers to permit companies to bury water bodies with piles of waste. Coal companies that want to continue to dump waste from mountaintop removal coal mining into Appalachian streams are lobbying for the rule change. Other mining interests, including hard rock mining companies and others, would also be allowed to dump their waste into waters under this new rule. At issue is the Army Corps of Engineers' definition of fill material. The Corps' current rules say that fills, the activities the Corps is allowed to permit, cannot be made of waste. The new definition would say that any material that has the effect of replacing portions of waters with dry land or changing the bottom elevation of a water body is permissible for use as fill. This would allow the Corps to permit waste to be used for fill in waters of the United States. 2 years ago, the Clinton administration proposed changing the definition of fill under the Clean Water Act to allow the waste from mountaintop removal coal mining, when they blow the tops off of mountains to get coal, to be dumped into streams. During the public comment period in the spring of 2000, over 17,000 public comments were registered protesting the rule changes. In the face of this overwhelming opposition, the Clinton administration decided not to finalize the proposal. Unfortunately, the Bush administration is poised to reverse that decision. What does this mean? It means that any industry can throw their waste into a stream, wetland, or river with a permit approval from the Corps. By changing the rules to allow the dumping of waste in waters of the United States, millions of tons of coal waste, hard rock mining waste, and other types of harmful waste will be permitted to be dumped in our streams, rivers, lakes, and wetlands. The Bush administration needs to hear loud and clear from thousands of citizens around the country that allowing mining and other types of waste to be dumped into streams, lakes, rivers, and wetlands is contrary to the goals of the Clean Water Act and represents a major weakening of this important law. The president needs to protect our waters. Write and tell President Bush, we don't want mountaintop mine waste to bury our clean waters. Here's the address. President George W. Bush, The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. That address again, President George W. Bush, The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Be sure to mention the proposed rule. That's FR Doc 00-9940. That's FR Doc 00-9940. For more information, visit the Clean Water Network webpage at www.cwn.org. That's www.cwn.org. And Earth First Radio News thanks Friends of the Earth for this action alert. You can visit their webpage at www.foe.org. That's www.foe.org. Letters needed to stop massive wild horse and burro roundups. The BLM has set population targets for wild horses and burros at a mere 27,000 and 2,700 respectively. That's one half of all wild horses and burros on millions of acres of public lands in 10 western states. The agency claims that there is an overpopulation of wild horses and burros and their removal by the year 2005 is necessary to protect the environment. In reality, there are millions of domestic cows and sheep on the same lands, and the removal of a few thousand wild horses and burros will make little difference in habitat conditions. Our public officials need to hear that the current management of wild horses and burros is unacceptable. Please write letters to your members of Congress expressing your concern and opposition to what's happening. To find your legislators, visit the Fund for Animals Legislative Action Center at fund.org/action/LAC. That's fund.org/action/LAC. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,